just be cautious. Just understand what's going on out there. Understand the risks involved and the rewards involved as well.
Hello and welcome to Pillars of Wealth Creation, where we talk about creating financial success with a special focus on business and real estate. I'm your host, Todd Dexheimer. Now, let's get to it.
Hello and welcome back to Pillars of Wealth Creation. I'm your host, Todd Dexheimer, and another solo podcast. So I'm going to talk about syndications, and I'm going to talk about, look, some of the issues that I see happening. And it's mostly newer syndicators that this happens with, but quite frankly, some of the things I'm going to talk about is happening with, companies that have been in business for a really long time. And I guess just maybe haven't been burned by it yet, but some things to really consider as you're looking at investing in a syndication, as you're looking at setting up a syndication, as you're, talking about partnering with the syndicator, whatever it may be. So the first thing I want to talk about is a question that I saw, and it basically says, look, I'm looking for some advice on what route to take. I have a group of friends that are looking to invest in real estate deals together, and I need to know what kind of structure to take. I've been investing in real estate since 2018, and I've never used partners, but now we're going to use partners. I'm transitioning full-time to real estate. So I'm going to be running the day-to-day operations and my partners are going to be investing, but they're not going to be running those day-to-day operations. Syndication, it seems complex. It's expensive. What should I do? Should I do a syndication or should I just do a joint venture? And one of the responses back is, if these are friends and family, you should just create a partnership, not a syndication. You can define the roles of each person and, it's cheaper. It's just the best way to go. Terrible advice. First of all, somebody says it's the cheaper way to go. You got to make sure you're really thinking about that. The cheaper way is a lot of times not the right way. And so be careful of the advice that you take and where you're asking that advice. That question really should be posed to people who are actively doing syndications, but more importantly, even is get referrals for attorneys who are doing this type of work. And so there's securities attorneys that actually set syndications up. A lot of people call them SEC attorneys. They're security attorneys that make sure that you're in compliance. And if you don't need to, if you can do a joint venture, it's certainly cheaper. Look, I can get a joint venture set up for under $1,000 with an attorney. It's really easy and it's fairly cheap. Syndication, you're going to be hard pressed to get out of, to be able to full syndication for less than like 10 grand, eight, 10 grand. Is probably kind of your bottom line baseline prices. So it's a lot more expensive. And so I get why people are like, hey, why don't I just do a JV? But the reason you don't do a JV is because you've got passive investors. And I don't care if it's your dad, it's your uncle, it's your brother, or it's your best friend. If they're passive, if they don't have day-to-day operations, they are, they're a passive investor and you should be looking at least seeing if it's the right way to go, is a syndication type structure. And I would say likely the answer is, yeah, that's the way you should be going. You should, of course, talk to a securities attorney, not just a real estate attorney, not just an attorney that sets up LLCs and doesn't really understand what they're doing. Okay. There's also tax consequences if you don't do it right. If you just do a JV partnership, let's say we do a JV partnership because you want to be cheap, right? You want to save money and you think it's going to be easier to do it that way. Okay, that's great. But you get, let's call it 50% of the ownership and your partners are putting in all the money, or maybe it's just disproportionate. It doesn't even need to be that it's all the money. But if you put in less money as a proportion to the amount of equity that you take, you got paid then for that equity. And so if you don't set this up right, you actually get a tax bill day one, even though you haven't received any money necessarily, you still get a tax bill because you set it up improperly, set up this JV structure. So again, make sure you're talking with the CPAs that understand this, but also attorneys that understand how to set it up so you're not getting hammered with tax consequences. You're not putting everybody's money at risk. Here's the deal. Look, you are investing in a risky business, okay? Any investment has risk to it, okay? Some, of course, more than others. And I like to say that real estate has very little risk, but it has risk, and it has, yes, certainly has less risk than a lot of your, stocks and what we call maybe traditional assets, but it still has risk, and there's still a possibility to lose money. And so here's the deal. Why put more risk on the table? Why have a potential lawsuit? Why have the SEC get involved? Like, just do it right in the first place. So secure's attorney. Understand what you're doing. Joint venture, just because it's your dad or your uncle or your best friend doesn't mean a joint venture is okay. The other thing I see people doing, and this kind of goes along with the first point, is using the wrong attorney. So they're not using a high quality securities attorney that has litigation practice within their office too. So if for some reason you need to defend yourself, if for some reason the SEC comes sniffing and they want to see things, and or things go south and somebody sues or whatever the case might be, if things happen, that you actually are protected, right? And so you want a high quality attorney for your syndication, a securities attorney. You don't just want to use anybody. I personally wouldn't trust any program out there that's, kind of doing it for you. I would only be trusting a securities attorney that has litigation within their office that can actually fight for you. If things go south, that's the only person I would trust or group I would trust. Don't skimp out on attorneys just to save money. Okay. And then along with that, using an attorney that just specializes in setting up LLCs and now you're going to have them do your securities law. Like, that doesn't make sense either. So make sure they're an expert in what they do. Along with that is make sure you know who you're going to hire prior to actually getting a deal under contract. Know and understand who your team is going to be. But part of that is going to be your CPA. Part of that is going to be your securities attorney, of course, your property manager, all that kind of stuff. But we're talking about syndication, setting up your syndication. So make sure you already have your securities attorney. You don't have to pay them, but you have to have them lined up. You have to know that, hey, can you handle the work when I give it to you? When I get a property under contract, are you ready to go? I would have a backup just in case, but make sure you have that person ready to go. So that way, when you do get the property, not even under contract, under LOI, you're already sending stuff to that securities attorney to start kind of teeing things up to get it set up. I like to make sure I've got a good, strong business plan I can share with that securities attorney too, that kind of helps that process, helps us get along. I make sure that we talk structure prior to even engagement, right? So they know we're doing, 70-30 splits with a 7% preferred return, a 2% acquisition fee, a 1.5% asset management fee, whatever it might be. And if you don't know what that looks like, have those conversations to understand so it's not too late. Another thing, and this is kind of unrelated now, is I see people taking commissions or giving commissions on capital raising. And so they're giving part of the GP away. They're giving equity shares, LP shares, whatever it might be. They're giving a commission somehow on raising capital. And that is not legal. There's legal ways to do it. You can give GP away to people, but you can't give it just because they raised capital for you. So be careful of what you're doing there. Again, talk with a securities attorney, understand the right and wrong ways to do things. A fund of funds model is an excellent tool to do it, but still you can get caught doing things wrong, even doing the fund of funds model. So make sure you've got good attorneys involved and you're setting up that model the right way. So again, you're not just solely getting paid for raising money. We got to be careful about that. It's a violation unless you are actually a broker dealer and you can legally do it, right? So make sure you're not getting paid to raise capital that you've got. You know, if you're getting equity, that you've got other real jobs that you're doing there. On the GP side, a couple things I really notice that, and this to me happens to both experienced and non-experienced operators. So first thing is raising too little capital. It's easy to show better returns if we have less money to raise. It's easier to raise less money if we just, you know, don't show it. But then all of a sudden, we've got issues with things don't go perfect, right? We can't complete the renovations. We can't pay the mortgage. Of course, that's the worst thing. So raising too little capital. Make sure that you as a GP or as an LP, if you're looking at investing with a GP, they've got plenty of capital. They've got extra capital. I've had investors that have had a problem with how much capital we are going to be raising and it's going to be sitting in an account, and they don't like that and they don't want to invest with us. And that's okay. Like, just don't invest with us. If you want more risk on the deal, if you're like, hey, I don't like how much capital you guys are raising and you're going to be putting some of that to the side to have for reserves, I just don't like that idea. Go somewhere else with a sponsor that's willing to put your money at risk. Okay. There's already enough chances of me losing your money. I don't need to raise too little capital and that be an additional risk. And so raise enough capital, more than enough. The next thing is paying out, and this is on the GP side, paying out returns when returns shouldn't be paid out. Look, you need to be paying out returns based on the profits that are being paid out. This is a big one. And this is happening with very experienced operators. They have a 7% preferred return. They want to look like they're good guys, they're heroes. And so they just continue to pay that out, even though the property is losing money or barely making money or making even a 5% return. They're paying out a 7%. That doesn't work. That is not legal. You need to be disclosing exactly where that money is coming from, why that's being paid out, especially if those aren't the profits. So that's really big thing to look out for. And the last thing is the debt. What type of debt structure are we putting in? Look, be careful, cautious with anybody that's doing floating rate. And so right now in today's environment, I don't want to say that you shouldn't do that. Right. But we got to be cautious about it because rates can go up. And there is a lot of people that think they're going to continue to go up. I just saw an article today that said the treasuries expect the 10-year treasury to go up to, between 5 and 6, maybe even up to 7%. And there's, reasoning behind that. And they feel like that will happen here over the next, 6 to 12 months. And so if you're thinking, hey, rates are going to go down, let's get some debt that's floating rate, because then we'll lock in a fixed rate when rates are down and we'll win. Well, guess what? You might be taking the short end of that bet. So if you're going to do bridge, if you're going to do floating rate, again, it's okay, but make sure you're set up with being able to lock in long term. So can you pay those big expensive rate caps that are out there and that might be needed in order to float that deal through to a fixed rate? And of course, make sure that you understand the larger risk that is involved in that type of debt. It just is. And whether the GP tells you that or not, just understand that that's a huge risk. that's involved, and you know, you want to make sure that your asset's being protected. It might be worth the risk. There might be reasons to do it. So don't get me wrong there, but understand what is going on, why that is really important. All right. So there's lots more to obviously to be thinking about, but those are just a few things that were on my mind with syndications. Look, go out there, raise money, do good deals, invest in good deals, continue to push forward. Just be cautious. Just understand what's going on out there. Understand the risks involved and the rewards involved as well. I'm Todd Dexheimer signing off. Make every day a Saturday.
Thanks so much for listening. I appreciate you being a loyal listener. Say, I would love to have you go on to our Facebook page and subscribe. Give us a thumbs up. Go on to iTunes or wherever you listen and give us a rating and review. Don't forget to subscribe. Your rating and review just helps us push this out to more and more people and continue to grow our audience and hopefully positively affect a ton of people out there that really need this and want this. So the other thing I've got for you is a free ebook on my website. So go on to VentureDProperties.com, VentureDProperties.com, and download our free ebook on real estate and on syndication. And I've got some data points in there, some really good stuff for you. So I'd love to have you take a look at that. It's free. I'm not expecting anything from it. And also, look, if you want some help in multifamily, want some help learning, growing, getting your business off the ground, I would love to talk to you about what it would look like to work with me potentially and see if that's a good fit. So you can go to coachwithdex.com and check that out, and we can definitely have a call. Thanks a lot for listening. You make it a fantastic rest of the day. I'll catch you on the next episode.